USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left six Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following recent deadly mass shootings, top Democrats on gun reform are now looking to have a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about the problem. In a letter, the heads of the House Democratic Task Force on Gun Violence Prevention say they want to discuss a pair of proposals that are designed to strengthen background checks for all gun sales. The letter was signed by Representative Mike Thompson, the chairman of the task force, and 17 other members of the group. Thousands of people gathered at a baseball stadium in downtown El Paso to remember the victims from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border that were killed in this month's mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart. Following a deadly mountaineering season on Mount Everest, the Nepal government committee is requiring climbers to have scaled tall mountains, undergo training and possess certificates of good health and insurance, and will recover rescue costs if required. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another New York police officer, this one with 25 years on the force, has committed suicide. Police say 56-year-old Robert Echeverria shot himself in the head at his Queens home last night, becoming the ninth city officer to commit suicide this year. And the suicide comes just a day after another cop there killed himself in his home in Yonkers. 50 years ago today, the Woodstock Festival got underway in a small town in New York State. About 400,000 people showed up on Max Yasger's farm for the 3 days of peace and music. There were reports that numerous babies were born there. This woman claims she was one of them.
I was still in utero during the first 2 days of Woodstock, but by the beginning of the third day, I'd finally been born. So I got to see Jimi Hendrix close out the festival.
Plans to hold a concert to mark the 50-year Woodstock anniversary recently fell apart. And a city in Northern California is getting a talking toilet. The St. Helena City Council approving spending $180,000 to install a modular public restroom that self-cleans and features soothing music and a voice that welcomes you. However, if you're still in there after 10 minutes, that voice will warn you that time is passing and the door is about to open, which it will then do shortly thereafter, whether you're ready or not. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.